AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The Russian ambassador to Turkey has been killed in a brazen attack by a gunman. The ambassador was making a speech at his exhibition in Ankara when a man wearing a suit and tie shouted Allahu Akbar and fired several shots. The gunman has been shot and killed by police. The State Department quickly condemned that attack. The UN Security Council has cleared the way for the evacuation of Aleppo, but there are fears that action may have come too late for the thousands of civilians trapped in that Syrian city.
The Security Council voted to send monitors to eastern Aleppo to ensure the remaining civilians trapped in the Syrian city get out after the Russian-backed Syrian government takeover.
What we've seen up to this point is woefully insufficient, and all of that now has to change with this resolution.
U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power says the measure of the resolution is whether the Russians are serious about easing the plight of civilians after spending 5 years blocking council action and entering the conflict on the side of the Assad government. It's also not clear whether there will be any evacuation left to monitor by the time the UN observers get into place. Warren Levinson, New York.
Electors are meeting across America to certify the 2016 presidential election, but not without some protests. In Pennsylvania, thousands turned out to urge electors to go rogue and vote against Donald Trump. Our Mark Smith tells us one elector did go rogue in Maine, but not against Donald Trump.
Longtime Democratic activist David Bright, who was pledged to Clinton, says he voted for Bernie Sanders instead. In a Facebook post, Bright says he did it to show all the new voters inspired by the Vermont Socialist that Americans are listening and understand their disappointment. Plus, Bright says he knew Clinton wasn't going to win even with his electoral vote.
Those electors are expected to confirm that Donald Trump will be the nation's 45th president. The so-called bathroom law is about to be overturned in North Carolina. A special session of the state legislature has been called for tomorrow to repeal it. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 40. This is AP Radio News. Seven cavers have been rescued in Indiana after high waters trapped them underground for 39 hours over the weekend. The last of them was brought up around 3 this morning. They've been treated for mild hypothermia. They had gone into the cave to do a survey during the day on Saturday. The upper Midwest and the plains could be seeing a break from bitterly cold weather this week, forecaster Patrick Burke.
It will certainly continue to be chilly and certainly December-type weather. But as we get to the middle of the week, we're going to see that Arctic air spill out into the Atlantic.
The cold weather caused a number of delays and cancellations at airports over the weekend and created some hazardous driving conditions. There are reports today that more women are using marijuana during pregnancy, sometimes to treat morning sickness. In 2014, almost 4% of pregnant women said they'd recently used marijuana. Although the actual number of women doing so is small, the trend is raising concerns. There's evidence linking the drug to low birth weights and other problems. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.